This is Ted O'Connell, and this is the smoking chapter from USMLE Step 2 Secrets, 5th edition. Question 1. Does smoking really deserve its own chapter in this book? Smoking is the single most significant source of preventable morbidity and premature death in the United States. This is a recurrent theme on the boards, so whenever you are not sure which risk factor to choose to reduce morbidity and mortality, smoking is a safe guess. Question 2. How is smoking related to heart disease? Smoking is the best risk factor to eliminate for prevention of deaths related to heart disease. It is responsible for 30 to 45% of such deaths in the United States. This risk is decreased by 50% within 1 year of quitting, and by 15 years after quitting, the risk is the same as someone who has never smoked. Question 3. What cancers are more likely in smokers? Smoking increases the risk for cancers of the lung. Smoking causes 85 to 90% of cases. The oral cavity, 90% of cases. Esophagus, 70 to 80% of cases. Larynx, pharynx, bladder, 30 to 50% of cases. Kidney, 20 to 30%. Pancreas, 20 to 25%. Cervix, stomach, colon, and rectum. Question 4. Describe the effect of smoking on the lung. Lung cancer and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease are due to smoking. Emphysema almost always results from smoking. If the patient is very young or has no history of smoking, you should consider alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. Although the changes of emphysema are irreversible, the risk of death still decreases if the patient stops smoking. Question 5. What about secondhand smoke? Secondhand smoke has been proven to be a risk factor for lung cancer and other lung diseases. The risk increases linearly with increasing exposure. When parents smoke, their exposed children are at increased risk for asthma and upper respiratory infections, including otitis media. Question 6. What other bad things does smoking do? Smoking retards the healing of peptic ulcer disease, and cessation stops the development of Berger disease, which is Raynaud's symptoms in a young male smoker. Smoking by a pregnant woman increases the risk of low birth weight, prematurity, spontaneous abortion, stillbirth, and infant mortality. Cessation of smoking preoperatively is the best way to decrease the risk of postoperative pulmonary complications, especially if it is stopped at least 8 weeks before surgery. Question 7. True or false? Women who smoke should not take birth control pills. True, if the woman is over age 35 years and smokes, or is younger than 35 years and smokes 15 or more cigarettes per day. The risk of thromboembolism is increased sharply in women who smoke and take birth control pills. Postmenopausal women, however, can take estrogen therapy regardless of smoking status. Question 8. So what is the bottom line for the boards? Smoking is a very dangerous habit that should be avoided. That's the end of this chapter.